Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Now, about this saucy Lillian Gish calendar that was nicked out of my office at the broadcasting house.
Oh, blimey, look, you still going on about that?
Well, yes, Mr. Pertwee, I am. I'm not a chap to half, as a rule, but there is somebody, somewhere, who's gawping at Robin's saucy Lillian Gish calendar when Robin should be gawping at the delectable Miss Gish in his office.
Dirty old devil.
Not at all. Miss Gish was at all times provocative, but never abandoned.
Well, in that case, what are you making all this flaming fuss about?
Well, if you must know, the loss of Miss Gish's calendar has left a dirty patch on my office wallpaper. I tried to cover it with a framed picture of Highland cattle, but it just wasn't the same.
No, I don't suppose it was. Actually, if it would help, I do have a spare Noddy in Bingoland calendar. January shows Big Ears and Mr. Plod. February shows Noddy.
Strangely enough, Mr. Phillips, that wouldn't be the same either. In fact, come to think of it, nothing is ever going to be quite the same. Especially for you. Pardon?
What's he talking about?
Look, I suggest you nip along to number one's cabin and find out.
What's number one want?
Come in!
Oh, Murray, me. Lieutenant, excuse me, sir.
What was that?
I'm not quite sure. It sounded jolly odd to me, too.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes. Sign the book, will you? There's a registered letter for you. Here it is.
What? Well, there must be some mistake.
Why?
Well, when I checked my copy, I'd only got 2 draws and 6 home wins. I can't have won the treble chance on that.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Mind you, the letter's not very heavy. Perhaps it's only a fourth dividend.
Mr. Phillips, I can assure you that the Pools firm don't send cash. They send a cheque.
Oh, dear, that's going to be awkward. Do you think you'd be able to change it for me, sir?
Why, haven't you got a bank account?
Of course I have, sir. My bank isn't exactly one of the big five. It doesn't change cheques.
Good gracious. Who on earth are they?
Well, it's not a they, sir. It's a him. My account is with Mr. Porky.
Who?
Mr. Porky, sir. He's my piggy bank. You must have seen him in my cabin, sir. Every time you put a penny in, his eyes light up and his tail whizzes round.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit that whenever I put a penny in my account, my bank manager's eyes light up, but I've never seen his tail whiz round.
Well, in that case, you should change to Mr. Porky's Trottertown branch at once, sir.
Oh, shut up and open your letter.
It's funny, you know. It's funny. It's sort of lumpy in the middle, sir. I've got a feeling I recognize the handwriting, sir.
Perhaps somebody you know has sent you an incredibly tiny bomb.
Yes, that might well be. Perhaps I should stick it in the bucket of water.
Don't be ridiculous. Now open your letter and shut up.
Yeah, you're probably right, sir. Yes, now. Blimey. Heather's engagement ring. She must have lost it and somebody has sent it back. I wonder who...
Try reading the letter.
Reading it, sir. I'm reading it. I know who sent it back.
Well, who?
Heather.
What?
She's broken off our engagement, sir. She's found... another man.
Good gracious. Well, of course, you have mucked her about, haven't you?
Well, only behind the naffy, sir. Oh, I see. The question is... who is this other man?
Yes.
Filthy swine. Yes, that's what I said, filthy swine. There's no other word for a chap who snatches another chap's bit of snog. Filthy swine.
Mr. Phillips, steady.
I won't be steady. I'm beyond caring now. I'll shout it from the rooftops. Filthy swine. Filthy swine!
Phillips!
I do beg your pardon, sir. I got quite carried away.
Well, much more of that than you would have been. In a funny little jacket that does up down the back.
Now, who is he? That's what I want to know. Who is he?
Oh, I shouldn't bother your empty little bonce about that. At least she's given you the benefit of the doubt.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, she did register the envelope with your engagement ring in it.
Yes, she also marked it glass with care.
Oh.
Now, who is the filthy swine likely to be?
Perhaps it's Captain Povey.
Lieutenant Murray, sir, when a chap's fiancée breaks off his engagement, it's hardly time for a... Just a nautical tiny minute. It's you.
Me?
Yeah, you admit it. Well, really, it's a bit much. If a chap can't trust a chap who is supposed to be a chap's friend with a chap's fiancée, when a chap's back is turned on a chap. I mean, if a chap is a chap's chap, when a chap doesn't cheat a chap, when a chap isn't watching a chap, does a chap?
Mr. Philip.
Yes, chap? I mean, sir?
I'm not the chap.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Then who on earth is it? Who is it? Filthy swine! Filthy swine!
Time will tell, Mr. Phillips. Time will tell.
Excuse me, miss.
Why, what have you done?
I see, it's that sort of morning.
What seems to be the trouble, Chief?
Well, it's Mr. Phillips, miss.
Good morning, Chief.
Now, look, just a minute. Look, you don't understand. He's a broken man, miss. He's wasting away. He's not slept a wink since he got your engagement ring back.
When did he get it?
2 hours ago.
He must be exhausted. I'd no idea he'd taken it as seriously as that.
I told you, miss. He's a broken man. He's utterly and completely broken.
Really? Well, then he better find some glue and stick himself together again, because my mind is made up.
The engagement is off?
That's right.
Then he's at it?
Quite.
You won't try and patch it up?
No.
No?
No.
That's the blur. Oh, well, what happens now? I suppose you'll be looking for somebody else.
Yes, John, dear. I shall.
Of course, Mr. Murray is the
Nothing. Go on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that is, I was thinking...
Yes, John?
John? Oh, yeah, John. Yes. John, yeah. John, yes. Yes, well... I was about to say, what was I about to say?
I've no idea. But there's no hurry, dear.
Well, no, I suppose there isn't, dear.
You're perfectly free to speak now.
Yes. Yeah, well. Yeah, well, there it is, then. That's life.
What is?
I've no idea. Look, miss.
Heather, dear.
Look, Heather, dear. Oh,
It's all right. There's no need to panic. I quite understand. It's going to take time to get used to the idea that circumstances alter cases. Well, while I was engaged to Mr. Phillips, your hands were tied. Still, that's all behind us now.
Us?
I haven't been blind, you know.
I'm delighted to hear it. What are you talking about?
It must have been very hard for you all these years.
No, not particularly.
Having to remain silent through a false sense of duty to a comrade in arms who wasn't worthy of your consideration. Well, those days are gone now. Mr. Phillips is a thing of the past. And I mean thing. You're free to speak now.
Am I? Oh, thanks very much. Yes. Unfortunately, I can't think of a thing to say.
Oh, I've taken your breath away.
Yes. Well, yeah, you could put it like that.
I've realized for some time now that what a girl like myself needs is someone to look up to. A man who is capable of getting ahead. A man I can respect. And love.
Oh, dear.
Oh. From now on, it's up to you, John, dear.
Heather.
Heather, if you're not doing anything this evening, I...
Of course I'm not.
Oh, yes. Well, how about you and me going out for a bit of a nosh? You know, sort of go out and have a bit of a nosh, help you forget and all that?
I'd love to, John.
You would?
I shall look forward to it. I'll meet you at the main gate at 9:30.
9:30, but the nappy will be shut. Oh, yeah, I mean, lovely. Yes, lovely. Yes, lovely, yes. Where shall we go?
Oh, that's up to you, dear. But one can get an awfully good meal at the Café Romantica.
Can one? One didn't know.
Oh, one can. And one can dance as well.
One can't. One will pick one up at the main gate at 9:30 in one's best suit.
I'll be waiting for the time to pass.
Yeah, so will I. I've got a flaming lot to sort out in the meantime. Good morning.
Until this evening, John, dear.
Oh, no, Pertwee. You're joking. I don't believe it. You're pulling my leg.
Look, Mr. Murray, sir, please. It's not a her moment. Look, what am I going to do, sir?
Well, if you're serious, take Heather out, I suppose.
Look, I'm not the one who's serious, sir. She is. She wants me to take her to the Café Romantica. And if you've ever seen their price list, there's nothing more serious than that. Look, I'll be skint for months.
But knowing you, that I doubt.
Yeah, well, leaving that aside, sir. I can't cope in a posh place like that. I can't cope, sir. I'm not sufficiently couth.
Of course you are.
No, I'm not, sir. All those knives and forks and the orchestra playing all the time. And I'll never cope.
Nonsense. You have a lovely time. No better place for dining and dancing. Oh, I envy you.
Envy me if you like, sir, but don't envy Heather.
Why not?
Well, when it comes to dancing, sir, I've got two left feet and they're both fixed on right ankles. Girls always know that sitting one out with me is a bit dodgy, but it's the lesser of two evils.
I've often wondered what was the secret of your success at the Palais. Well, frankly, Chief, I shouldn't bother about all that. Your big worry is what's going to happen when Mr. Phillips finds out that you're the other man.
Oh, blimey. Let's not tell him then, sir. Please.
Well, I shan't, but there's always a chance somebody else will. I mean, it could be just bad luck. Mr. Phillips might just walk in somewhere and overhear that you're taking...
Hello, you chap. What's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing. I was just telling him that,
Just a minute. Something's going on. I want to know what it is.
No, you don't, sir. No, you don't. Not at all, sir. No, you don't, sir. Lovely, Mr. Phillips, sir. No. You'd rather not, sir. You abstain, sir. You just keep right out of it, sir. Look, fools rush in and all that. Yes. And next time I wish you'd knock, sir.
I suppose you don't know anything about my engagement being broken off with Heather, do you?
Me, sir? The very idea, sir.
That settles it. You do know something.
Not a thing, sir. I'll give you my solemn word.
Excuse me, sir. What is it, Johnson? Message for the chief from Wren Chasen, sir.
Go away, you blubber-paced baboon.
Yeah. She says she might be working late, so she'll meet him at 9:45 at the main gate instead, sir. And always be particularly careful not to give the message to him in front of Mr. Phillips in case he... Good morning, Mr. Phillips, sir, and I wish I was dead, sir.
You flaming soon will be, my son. You flaming soon will.
Mind you, I will say this for the Chief Taffy.
What?
Well, he was very nice about it afterwards, once I'd explained to him that I hadn't noticed Mr. Phillips was there.
Why? What did he say?
Nothing. He just belted me one. Well, he belted me several, to be precise.
Did he now? Well, mark my words. You could have him for that. Well, don't mark my words. Mark my Uncle Edwin, the solicitor and ironmonger's words.
shoo him. That's what he'd say, shoo him.
Watch it. Here comes Casanova.
Where?
All right, you two grubby know-nothing, time-wasting, leg-swinging, good-for-nothing, idle, silly-shallying, inert, stagnating, lethargic, thumb-twiddling, great layabout. Jump to it!
Just behind you, Taff.
Car, too late.
Good morning, Chief, and congratulations.
You watch it, you ill-made pudding. And you, you bony Welsh rabbit. Look, have either of you seen Captain Povey?
Often. But to tell you the truth, I wasn't all that impressed.
Yeah, have you met today, Chief? No, we haven't.
That's funny. I thought he was supposed to be aboard.
Number one, where are you?
Not only supposed to be, he is. I know them bell-like tones anywhere.
Yeah, well, thank heavens for that. For the first time in my puff, I need old Thunderguts urgent.
Well, help yourself. There he is on the starboard side.
All right, Tom. Captain Povey, sir. Captain Povey.
Over here. Oh, it's you, Chief. Good morning, and, my congratulations.
Yeah, well, the news has certainly got around. Look, Captain Povey, sir, we're all ready, sir. Here, you give the word, sir, and we'll put to sea at once, sir.
Put to sea, Chief? I don't want you to put to sea.
Oh, yes, you do, sir. Oh, yes, ever so much you do, sir. At once, sir, and as soon as we've cast off. Would you apologize to your secretary for me, sir? Duty calls and all that.
Oh, I see. That's it. You're looking for a way out already, are you?
Desperately, sir, yes.
Hard luck, Chief. Enjoy your evening at the Cafe Romantico, won't you?
It's a carve-up, that's what it is. It's a dirty, great, diabolical carve-up.
Tell me, who's going to be your best man? Mr. Phillips.
Oh, most whimsical, I'm sure, sir. Airy hilarious and bags of unseemly mirth all round.
Well, you must admit it, Chief. It does have its funny side. Yes, well, perhaps you don't have to admit it. Yeah.
Look, all I'm doing is taking a young lady of my acquaintance out for a nosh-up. Nobody's calling the bands yet.
Oh, did you call, Chief? I was wanting a word with you, as a matter of fact. Oh, and incidentally, my heartiest, of course.
Isn't it flaming marvellous, eh?
That's language. Think of the Padre's feelings.
Well, why should I, sir? Nobody's thinking of mine.
Now. That's hardly the spirit, is it, old fellow? On the other hand, I couldn't agree with you more. Whenever I've turned the other cheek, that one's always got covered also. One can only assume that there is something cockeyed somewhere. Cockeyed somewhere.
Look, what's going on about me and Heather?
I sincerely trust nothing at all.
No. I meant, why is everybody practically tying horseshoes and old boots on the car? Look, I've only asked her to come out for a meal.
That's not the way I heard it.
Nor me, I must confess. As I understood it, your relationship with this good lady, if you'll pardon the expression, was practically on the brink of matrimony.
It's a lie. Look, somebody's mixing it.
Oh, what a great shame. Being in the armed forces, one so really gets the chance to have a bit of a go at the wedding service. You wouldn't care to change your mind, I suppose, Chief. I'm sure I can remember most of it.
No, not as yet, Padre. Thank you.
Oh.
If you'll excuse me, I've got rather a lot to do, sir. Perkley wants to find out who's behind all this lot. Somebody is sorting John Z. out.
Yes, you carry on, Chief. We'll see you later.
Thanks for it. Pardon? See me later?
Yes, didn't you know? We'll all be at the Cafe Romantica this evening as well.
Yes. Well, I was right, all right. It is a dirty, great, diabolical carve-up. And when I find out who's behind all this, I'll fix him forever, if not longer.
Sir, now what? What's happening? What are Heather and Pert we doing?
Well, if you must know, they're having their soup.
Trust him.
You only need one hand to drink soup. What's the other one doing?
Well, 90% of the time, it's trying to ease that desperately starched collar he's wearing.
I hope it chokes him.
By the look of it, I'll say there's a very fair chance it will.
Hello, you chaps.
Oh, Commander Bell. Good evening, sir.
Is it really? No, don't bother to get up. Well, you weren't going to bother, actually, were you? Still, if I say you need, it makes me feel I had a choice, I suppose. What? Enchanting little place, this, isn't it, eh? Dim lights and all that, eh? Snogging going on all over the place, what? Takes me back to my young days, you know. Far too late, of course, but there it is. Oh, incidentally, I don't suppose you noticed for a minute, did you? But as I was walking through just now, you probably heard the potted palms falling over. I never saw them, you know. Never saw them. My word, what a lot of earth those pots hold, don't they? Eh? You know, if the chef hadn't lent me a spade, I'd have been shoveling the stuff back all night. Well, with a mess like that, you can't make much progress with a dessert spoon, can you, eh? Take it from me, you can't. Where was I?
Walking through the cafe.
Oh, yes. Well, just as I was trying to put all that music back onto the orchestra stand...
What?
Oh, you missed that too, did you? Well, you catch your sleeve in one sheet, the whole lot goes flying, you know. Looked quite pretty, actually. Well, the band leader didn't think so, but some people never see the funny side, do they? Where was I?
Walking through the cafe.
Oh, yes. A jolly long walk, isn't it? No, well... After I dropped the waiter a couple of bob for bashing that tray full of food out of his hands, I'm surprised you missed that. My word, the mess. And the noise. They ought to give him wooden trays, you know. I mean, those metal ones seem to bong, wong, 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 wong. They go on forever. And that's when I saw them, you see.
Saw who, sir?
Commander Bell, sir, I wouldn't bother to...
Didn't I tell you? They're on the table behind you. C.P.O. Pertwee and his girlfriend, eh? Shook me, you know. I'd never seen him out with a corker like this before. Gorgeous piece she is. He's got himself a winner there, all right, eh? She's an absolute cracker.
Really?
Yes, rather. Funnily enough, she's extraordinary, like your fiancée Heather, as a matter of fact. She is your fiancée Heather, as a matter of fact. Yes, I knew there was something there. Yes. Well, there it is then. Put me foot in it again. I suppose I may as well toddle off and see what else I can fall over. With any luck at all, next time I'll knock myself out, then I'll be safe, eh? Lovely party. It was going terribly well till I arrived.
Ecco la credo, capitano, così fantiaggio, pospicetti, clumsy nits.
No. Mine was the Escalope, old boy. You've got it wrong. Oh, I see what you mean. Did I do that? Oh, dear. Oh, well. There it is, then. Look at it. Just stand where you are. I'll sweep up round you. Don't bother. Oh, no, it's all right. It's all right. This lot's mine. I recognize the Brussels sprouts. I might as well, I'll just sit here on the floor and eat it, eh?
Can we pass the salt down to you, sir? Or the mustard?
No, don't bother. Just tip them over me. It'll save a lot of time. Don't worry, waiter. I'll see you, right? I'll leave your tip in your turnip. Oh, dear. What a mess. My word, the way the gravy can spread on a polished floor, eh? Well, I better chase it, I suppose. See you later.
A shame. Look at him mopping it all up with his spoon. Good gracious. I mean, good evening, Captain Purvis, sir. Oh, fancy seeing you here.
I beg your pardon. Mr. Phillips, there hasn't been a mistake, has there?
No. Have you got everything you want, sir?
Oh, yes, everything, thank you. And the padre is most grateful as well.
What? Good gracious. With this dim lighting, I hadn't noticed before. There are trout bridge officers at every table.
Leslie knows what he's doing.
You mean you invited all of them?
Rather.
Your party cost a fortune.
It's worth it. Besides, everything's paid for now. I did a deal with the manager. Little Spike lover pants his guns.
I gather the idea was to ruin C.P.O. Pertwee's soft lights and sweet music routine with Heather. By the look of it, I must say it doesn't seem to have succeeded.
What? Why, what are they doing now?
Oh, now you've started him off again.
They've finished the caviar and the roast duck, and they're just finishing the last of the second bottle of champagne.
Oh, that's...
What? Champagne? Filthy swine. Filthy swine!
You cold, Mr. Phillipson?
Me? Call you, Pertwee? Certainly not. I doubt if I'll ever speak to you again.
Come along, John, dear. This place is far too crowded. Let's go for a walk along the beach.
What a delightful idea, Edda. Darling.
What?
I haven't got cloth ears, you know.
Possibly not, but what's keeping them apart is pure wool. Are you ready, John, dear?
Yes, of course. Oh, mind how you go. I should hate to have you go for a right curler on the captain's gravy.
Oh, thank you, John. You're so considerate. It's been a wonderful meal. You're far too extravagant.
Oh, not at all, no. My pleasure. You sure you wouldn't like a glass of milk stout or a dollop of cheese in the lounge on the way out?
No, I couldn't eat another thing.
Quick, sir, we've got to follow them.
Follow them? I am only halfway through my pudding.
Then slip it in your pocket and have it later.
It's banana trifle.
Oh, nasty.
Come on, sir. We mustn't lose sight of them.
Come on, now look here.
You're ready for your bill, sir.
What? Oh, no, it's all right. Everything's paid for. Lovely meal. I shall come again. Now, which way did they go?
One moment, sir. What? About your bill.
I keep telling you, I paid in advance.
Of course, sir. But there are two extra meals, sir.
Well, I know, but... What two extra meals?
The gentleman and the oh-so-lovely lady at the table behind you, sir.
They were nothing to do with me.
Ah, that is not what the gentleman said when he left just now, sir. He said you would pay, sir.
Me? I'm not paying his bill.
The signor is having a little joke with me.
The signor isn't.
On the other hand, I have a feeling that someone is having a little joke with the signor.
Little joke? Have you seen the size of this bill? After paying for everyone else, I'm skint.
Pardon, signor.
Perhaps you could settle with a check on the Trottertown branch of Mr. Porky's bank.
Look, this is no laughing matter. I've got to get after Pertwee and Heather. Look, lend me £10, will you?
£10?
Yes.
The signor is having a little joke with me.
Captain Purvey, can you lend me £10?
Good night, Mr. Phillips. Love.
Look, you. Somebody, Mr. Bates, Lieutenant Queeg, sir. Look, Padre, anyone, lend me £10, will you? Look, Pertwee has stuck me with the bill. Look, Mr. Porky will let you have it in the morning. Look, don't leave me. Look, I can't pay.
This way, if you please.
Where you take your hands off me. I'm a senior officer. I want to follow the gentleman and the oh-so-lovely lady. I demand to see the manager.
I am the manager.
Oh, how do you do? Now let me go. Hey, where are we going?
The kitchen, senor. The boy who does our washing up is ill, and we've been hoping for a customer who couldn't pay his bill all evening.
Don't push. No, it's all a mistake. I refuse to do the washing up.
No.
Look, I'll get dishpan hands.
Never mind.
Now, fetch the gentleman with the oh-so-lovely lady back. Along, he'd love to do it. Now, put me down. Put me down. I'll break along, every plate in the place. I'll bend your saucepans. Put me down.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been making a right pig's breakfast of the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Heather was played by Heather Chasen, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, Commander Bell was Ronnie Barker, leading seaman Goldstein was Daniel Evans, and the Padre was Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.